How do you feel about pedicures?
You mean, would I get one? Or do I have a issue with you getting one?
No, well, what do you care what I do with my feet? I mean, like, would you want somebody to give you a pedicure? What about, like, would you give somebody a pedicure? Would you touch a woman's feet? Like, are you into feet?
I got no problem with that. I would love to have it done, but I'm just so freaking cheap. I think there comes a certain point in your life where you're going to have to get somebody to cut your toenails because you're not going to be able to. You know, I don't cut them now because I can't see them. I can't see. You know, I can't reach them. I can't see them. Screw it. They'll be fine. Nobody looks at them anyway. Whatever. So I think at some point you get in your life where you get to 80 years old. It's like, screw it. If you want them cut, you cut them.
Somebody cut them, right?
Right.
Well, Nicole Kidman did an interview with In Style and said that she has this thing that she does. They said, like, how do you have such a good, healthy marriage? And she's like, I do this one thing for Keith that just kind of bonds us and keeps us together. She said, he's a pretty low maintenance guy. Sometimes, though, she'll treat not just him, but the whole family to a spa day where she's the spa person. They do it at the house. She will massage their feet and give them pedicures.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the key to a man's heart is through his feet. So, I don't know. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking, like, is that sweet and romantic? Or is that, like... Because I know a lot of people that are...
Awesome.
I know people that are really not into feet. Like, they're... I know people that are, like, if someone's wearing sandals near them, they'll be really freaked out. Like, they don't want to look at feet.
Now, would you let Joe do it?
Give me a pedicure?
Yeah.
I don't mind him touching my feet. It's just the fact that he I just know he would end up, like, cutting my skin or cutting too low, or somehow I'd end up with, like, an ingrown toenail.
He knows how to cut toenails. He's done it for 40 years to himself.
Yeah, but he can do his own. I don't want him doing mine.
But what I'm saying is he's done it every 2 weeks for 40 years on his feet, so he should be fine doing yours.
Okay, so it's one of those things where I think you can do it to yourself. Like, I've been shaving my legs my whole life, but I wouldn't trust him to shave my leg. He wouldn't trust me to shave his face. He's been shaving his face since he's, you know, whatever, 17 years old or whenever he starts shaving. I have no idea.
Right.
But, you know, that's one of those things you do on yourself, but it's harder to do on somebody else, I think.
No, that's freaking hot if a girl wants to do that. Yeah. Or you do it to her. That's trust, and that's hot.
Would you do it with a straight edge razor?
Oh, no, I don't trust those on my own face. There's no way.
Okay.
It would have to be, you know, the five razor little...
Like an actual razor thing.
Yeah, I couldn't do it with the straight. I don't know how those people do it with the straight razor. It scares the hell out of me. There's a barber shop that he'll whip that thing out, go and start.
Right.
Oh, it scares me to death. And I always say, how many people have you cut? None. Oh, thank God. But I don't know how they don't do it.
I have a friend who shaves with one of those. And I only know that because he and I were walking by this shaving store, which actually exists in New York City. He was like, oh, I have to get my pre-shave oil. And I was like, okay. He's like, and there's a store. And I was like, all right. So while he was in there, he's like, oh, look, I should probably get a new blade. I was like, whoa, that's, you use those?
Right.
But
yeah, I would love to. It's just, you always have to get it sharpened. You have to get it sharpened professionally. It's not something that you can do on your own. And screw it. You can go to Costco and get like 96 of them for $14.
Right.
You know, and I'll use one razor for a month.
Of course you will.
Yeah, I'm cheap as hell. I will wait till it rusts before I throw it away. So, yeah, I've done my face. Let me do your legs. It's trust.
It's not that I don't trust my boyfriend. It's just that I don't trust him with a razor in his hand close to my body.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if he cut my toenails, I feel like he'd miss, he'd hurt me. I don't think he would do it well. I would let him polish my toenails. Like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He could polish them, but I'm not going to let him, like, cut them or take a, you know,
but you're going to trust
called emery board.
You're going to trust somebody that you've never met to do it.
Yeah, they're professionals. I used to go, are you kidding? When I cared, I used to go get my hands and toes done all the time.
Yeah.
They do them all day long.
Rob said Nicole Kidman is so freaking hot. I disagree. I think Nicole Kidman is asexual. I don't find her sexy at all.
Right.
I don't know what it is about her. She's the only female I look at and go, it doesn't turn me on at all. I don't know why. She's got something about her.
I don't get it with her either.
Yeah, would you let a man shave that? So no, you won't let a man shave your legs, so you're not going to let...
Yeah, no, not at all.
Really?
No, I would not let a man shave any part of me. No.
Mm-mm. You don't think it would be hot? Really?
No, I would be bleeding. That's not hot.
But it's only going to be one time. Then you're going to realize that he's not going to cut you.
I would never take the risk. I would never take the chance. No, not hot. Dangerous.
Would you shave his neck if he wanted you to? Because you can't reach back there sometimes when you have to shave that.
Mm.
I've had women do that.
He had an ingrown hair on his like a back of his shoulder once, and he wanted me to get it for him, and I cut him, and he was bleeding. He's like, "I'm never asking you to do that again."
And you seem to enjoy it way too much.
I was like, "Please, can I do it with this gun? I can get that hair. I get the hair in 2 seconds."
Yeah, women love to do the pierce the pimples on your back, and they love giving you pain. So
we do.
It's that Dr. Pimple Popper. You like to watch that.
Yeah,
like,
that's a huge show. There's a reason why that show is so big.
Because that's what you want to do to your boyfriend and your husband. You have no problem doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a splinter, you got no problem coming in going, "Come here, give me that hand. I'll get it out."
Yeah.
See, because I can't deal with that because it might be blood.
But that's what I mean. Like, you can do a splinter on yourself, but somebody else can't do a splinter on you.
I'd let somebody do that.
You would?
Yeah, because I don't want to look at it. Just do it. I don't want to see it. Just
right,
make it
but
happen.
You would feel it. But if it's like when you do it to yourself, you know when the pain is coming.
I know, but something like that, I don't want to deal with it. It's get it out of my skin. It freaking hurts. Get it out.
All right. So my boyfriend woke up today to me crying. No, wait till you hear this. So you know how like I'm very unemotional. I'm kind of like a man. Like I never ever cry. Like I've literally cried at one. I cried one movie my entire life.
I gotta know why.
Why he woke up to me crying this morning?
Yes.
Because I watched Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist this week. I'm an episode behind. So I had to catch up and watch this week's episode because, it's my favorite show in the whole wide world. And it's a really good show and it's really intense. And it's kind of like, it's really kind of dark. It's like Glee meets anything that Ryan Murphy is doing, like American Horror Story. It's like Glee meets American Horror Story in a way, like in terms of tone,
right.
You know? So the concept of the show, if you've never seen it, it's this girl, Jane Levy, plays Zoe, and she's a programmer, and what happens to her is she goes in for, like, I don't know, something. She's having something wrong with her. She goes into, like, an MRI machine, and while she's in there, there's an earthquake, and something gets all messed up, and now she can hear people's inner thoughts, but through song. So she can hear whatever you're feeling, you sing a song of that feeling, so she gets a sense of what you're feeling. And some of it's pretty cool. Like Mandy Moore does the choreography. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it, like when the other programmers do it, it's like a Broadway number where they're all very coordinated and they do modern pop songs. So it's kind of cool hearing like, whatever, the latest Justin Bieber song or the latest Selena Gomez song done, by these people who are mostly a lot of people from Pitch Perfect, a lot of people from Broadway. So it's really good. Like the singing is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So this week's episode was really intense. So it starts out where this dude from Pitch Perfect, Skylar Astin, he sings this really, really sad song to her. And it's, do you know Demi Lovato's song Alone?
No.
Really? You're going to do this to me the whole time? All right, anyway, never mind. I'm not telling you. Forget it.
Okay, Demi
Lovato. It was
Lovato
a really sad
song.
Episode. No, it was dealing with postpartum depression. It was really sad, you know, and the characters are so good. And when she finally figures out who the song was supposed to be about the whole episode, she realizes everybody was singing everybody else's song. So she had to figure out who was singing each other's song. It was just, never mind. It was funny. It got me. Because in the end, it was the sister-in-law that has postpartum, and I don't know. It really got to me. This'll be the day that I die. Oh, that was the other time I cried. Sorry. That was when the father died. So the father dies, and at the funeral, everybody is singing a piece of this song that I normally hate. I hate this song.
But now makes you cry.
Well, I don't like this version, but the Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist version is so good because it's all the characters and everybody sings a part of it and they like hand it off to each other. And it was such a beautiful tribute to the Peter Gallagher character, Mitch, the father who died. It was this amazing scene that was, you don't see it coming. So, of course, okay, I did cry then too.
I can still remember how the music
yes, this is the Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist version.
And I knew if I had my chance.
See,
this is how they ended last season.
Those people dance and
at a funeral.
They'd be happy
yeah.
For a while.
That's Mary Steenburgen. She's the mom who just lost her husband.
Mary made me shiver.
So now it's the brother
every
singing.
Every paper I deliver.
Okay. So when these shows come out, I just picture in my head a boardroom with NBC executives and a guy yes. coming in going, okay, pitch me an idea for a TV show. All right. She can hear people's thoughts, but only in song. Next. Why would you even see a promo for that and say, I'm going to watch that?
Because the people who came in were people that had a lot of successful shows before. And they said, it's starring Jane Levy, Mary Steenburgen, Peter Gallagher, and like all these people who are either on Broadway or in Pitch Perfect, so they can really sing.
Gallagher like, hasn't been famous since he made fruit disappear in his show.
Okay, that's not the Gallagher. That's
oh, it's not the same
Peter
guy?
Peter Gallagher is an actor, and he's pretty famous. Yeah, so
oh, okay.
Anyway. Yeah, but he's dead now, so it's okay. But no, because the concept was so out there. And it was, remember, after Glee was really successful, they've been looking for another type of Glee. And a couple of the actors in this are also from Glee. Like, Unique from Glee is one of the main characters in this. So, you know, you get people that can really belt it, you mm-hmm. know? So, in fact, this week's episode... as she's looking for who's singing this, she calls them heart songs, and she's looking around, she's asking this one dude that she thinks it might be, and all of a sudden you hear like a kid singing and he's amazing, and she turns around and it's this like little boy and he's singing this, I forget what song he's singing, he's singing I don't know, it's some pop song, it's something like like it's a song from Toto or, you know, whatever. And he was amazing. And he was dancing and moving and his voice was really good. And you're like, oh, wow. It's like little kid is like the next Justin Bieber. He's so good.
Made you cry.
No, that part didn't make me cry. It was when she figured out that the depressing Demi Lovato song was being sung by the sister-in-law who has postpartum depression. And she's really sad.
See, we got to dig into all the time, because I bet you can name every time you have actually cried.
That's it. Those two times, and when I saw the champ,
and the time before that was when you were 1 year old.
Did you ever see the champ? You ever see that movie?
No, not Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, Ricky Schroeder is a little boy, and John Voight. Yeah, no, I had this boyfriend who was really into like sports movies, and I was like, oh, what kind of BS is this? All right, fine. So he showed me The Champ, and I got really into it. So John Voight is the champ. He's the boxer, and Ricky Schroeder's his son. And at the end, sorry, this movie's like really f***ing old, so if you haven't seen it by now.
It's 300 years old.
Spoiler alert, okay, in case you need,
he dies.
Need that. Yeah, so he dies, John Voight's character, the champ, he dies. And it's the scene where Ricky Schroeder, as the son, is like banging on his chest and going, champ, come back, champ.
Champ, wake up. Wake up.
He's really good, like, as an actor. That's what it is. It's not the scene, because a sucky kid would not have been able to sell it, but Ricky Schroeder, he sold it. He was like, it was...
The minute he did that scene, they booked him right on Silver Spoons. They said, that's our guy.
No, they probably did.
What year was that? That had to be like 72.
It was a very old movie. Yeah. No, it was an old movie, but I saw it in 1979.
79. Okay. So it was 70s. And it was
79.
Color.
I mean, I didn't see it in 79. I saw it much later than that. I mean, it was nominated for an Oscar.
God, that must have been like pulling teeth to get you to sit down and watch a sports movie.
Ricky
this guy
Schroeder-
must have been hot.
He was hot. He was hot. Ricky Schroeder won a Golden Globe for that performance.
Mm-hmm.
New Star of the Year, because he was like a little boy, like, no, Chad.
Yeah, I can imagine the phone call. You want to come over tonight, watch a movie? Okay, what movie? I rented Champ. It's a sports movie. And you actually came over to watch that.
Well, no, I really thought we were just going to make out on the couch. I didn't think that I was going to have to watch a movie, but he was like really into it. He wanted to watch it. I was like, all right, fine.